the feeder. Bright blossom on the shrub's green lapel. Within hours after we hang the feeder beside the wild viburnum, a goldfinch lights there. And then, next day, a rose-breasted grosbeak posing for us, making us proud as though we'd painted ourselves on the puffed white chest, its bloody bib, our first failing. Our second, disappointment with the chickadees, common and local, despite the sleek black cap, clean white cheeks, acrobatic body. But weren't the early gifts a promise? We've hung fat meat from a nearby branch, wanting large, crested, rare, rapturous, red bird fixed on the bush like a ripe fruit. Whenever the grosbeak comes, he comes with his harem, lumps plain as sparrows, and doesn't merely eat but preens, never to be mistaken for some other. The goldfinch likes to travel in flocks, several indelible males jostling, careening up to the feeder, then away, each a child on a stick galloping, and females less spectacular, shades of green and brown mixed into the yellow, better to subside into the foliage. It struts on the grass like a crow but smaller, or the grackle whose green head shines, or starling aiming its golden eye, or red-winged with its gaudy flags, but this bird crosses the grass, white stripe tucked, the orange locked up. Blackbird, fly away, take sorrow with you when you go, raven, starling, grackle, crow. Tri-colored blackbird, my favorite, my signature. Nobody knows for sure what it is till it flies away. Oh, poor little bird, little dull pee-wee with your condescending name. Is it enough merely to sing with such a transparent song? Some thistle, some sunflower cracked already shelled, but it's grease that wooed these out of the woods, a pair, hairy, not downy. We know this from their size and not their call. Why are they squeaking, bigger than the rest, not bullied by jays, seizing the stash, swinging on it, drilling into it one at a time, as the other clings to the trunk of the nearest pine and waits its turn, even the one with the red slash on his head. Today, one wild turkey, more a meal than a bird, refusing to stay with the others out in the field, bobbing for apples, bobbing up from a crouch on the crusted snowpack, Olympic leaps. They also fly, improbable and brutally efficient, low to the ground, and the tree they roost in trembles. Late March, glazed over here, don't go near Virginia. That stab of forsythia, cherry weeping, red bud smeared on the hill, and perched in my sister's dogwood, seven elegant cardinals, each wearing a crown like something it had earned and trumpeting. Suddenly they are suddenly gone. Do they count if they come not to the backyard but the front, not to the feeder but the crabapple tree, its ornaments dulled by winter? multiple, tufted, pulled forward by the blunt beak, like dancers propelled by the head, cedar wax wings. I almost missed them, looking the other way. Nothing at the feeder, nothing at the bush. It takes a while before I see the shadow. So, she's found me here, chief bird of my childhood, gray pillow-breasted, only needed asking, no, only the crumbs of others' invitations. She waddles beneath the feeder, retrieving what she can from the hulls, the debris dropped to the grass by the glamorous birds, thrusting her undersized head forward and back again. And her call, alto, cello, tremolo, makes the life I've made melt away.